It's hard to believe. But the 29th annual Hudson Valley Garlic Festival will take place this Saturday. Not the fact that it'll take place, but it's been 29 years. Isn't that cool? It takes place Saturday, September 30th from 10 to 6, and Sunday, the 1st of October, from 10 to 5. It's held at the Canteen Veterans Memorial Complex in Saugerties, and it's a major fundraiser for the Saugerties Kiwanis Club. Over 200 food, craft, and garlic farmer vendors participate in the festival. There's live music, chef lectures, and garlic farmer lectures, and a children's area that includes a rock climbing wall as well. The two-day celebration of the yearly garlic harvest was started in 1989, and it has expanded from a few hundred attendees to thousands of garlic lovers enjoying the day. We welcome to our program chairperson of the festival, Richard Kapler, and treasurer of the festival, Beth Bechtold. Good morning. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much
for being here. All right. So let us begin with just why this festival is so darn popular and important and is something that people throughout this region look forward to.
Well, I think the popularity is that we have a special item that we're showcasing, the garlic. And there's a lot of good food that we can make with garlic. There's a lot of medicinal values to eating garlic. And I think in this day and age, we're all looking to be a little better.
So how did this all begin? As I mentioned, 29 years. So 29 years ago, this seemed like a good idea. Why?
Well, it actually began as a meeting for the New York State Garlic Seed Foundation and a dinner afterwards.
And no, I didn't know such a thing existed.
Yeah.
But they do. Okay.
They dropped New York, and now they're the Garlic Seed Foundation.
All right. Okay.
But they had a dinner, and by the third year, the New York Times was reporting about this dinner, and they were having 2,000 people looking for reservations. So they decided, why not just have a festival instead?
So this festival, as I mentioned in the introduction, has gone from a couple hundred people to thousands of people now. And really, this has become one of the premier garlic festivals in the country.
Yes.
And so it's mostly, obviously, it's centered on the garlic, but then there's a lot more to it as well.
We have a lot of other areas, but everything has to go back to garlic. We have craft vendors, and we require that they incorporate into their craft some type of garlic item, motif, something like that. Our business vendors, packaged food vendors, all have items that mesh well with garlic, be it on the food side. We have we have one vendor who sells knives that you would use to prepare the garlic. They're making crocks that you would store your garlic in.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 56 garlic farmers selling fresh garlic.
An important point, Beth. You would not have a garlic festival if you didn't have all of these farmers out there growing the garlic.
It's true. I always go and buy a very large amount of it from the garlic farmers every year. You also, if you're interested in growing your own garlic, they'll sell you seed garlic and talk you through how to plant it and grow your own garlic at home.
Is it hard to grow?
Never tried it.
Can you grow
it.
Tulips?
Oh.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're in Albany. Yeah, we grow tulips we grow tulips out of our ears, yeah.
Garlic is basically planted in the fall just like a tulip.
Yeah.
It's planted about the same depth as a tulip, and you just have to fertilize it in the spring. And it comes up, and once the greens die back, you dig it up, and you've got your bulb.
What makes Farmer 8 garlic different than Garlic 50? You know, Garlic Farmer 52's garlic.
It's primarily the variety of the garlic and the soil that it's grown in.
Okay.
Okay.
And there are big differences.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Some garlic's mild. Some garlic is a big spice to it. And then depending on the ground that it's grown in, depends on the nutrients that are in the garlic itself.
And all are on display, Beth, at the festival. You get a little bit of everything.
Yes.
Not only are they on display, but there's little tastes that you can make as you're going through.
So how much garlic can you go through on a festival?
How much do the vendors go through?
Well, yeah. I mean,
tons.
I mean, yeah. for the average human going through and attending, you can try a lot, but I guess you don't get garliced out necessarily.
Well, some of us might, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
So it's a celebration, though. It's a celebration of not only the of garlic, but also of the area and the farmers and the fact that we come together. And that's all important, too. It seems to be very much why this festival has continued to grow, don't you think?
Well, it's why people have such a good time. Mm-hmm. They come and the vendors interact with the people that come, more than happy to share help on how to grow the garlic, how to cook the garlic. And so you go down there and you just really have a good time.
So, Beth, give us an idea of what will be happening and how we can best get the most out of the 29th Annual Garlic Festival that's
sure.
taking place in Saugerties.
So as Richard said, you can learn how to cook the garlic. One of the examples is we have a chef and lecture demo area that runs on Saturday and Sunday where several local chefs will be doing cooking demos and several of the people from the Garlic Seed Foundation will be doing some lectures related to garlic and different things like that. Also, there's an all-day garlic braiding demonstration going on in one of the other areas of the festival.
Why is garlic braiding? I've seen it. It's beautiful.
What is it?
What is it? What's good about garlic braiding?
You can then store it.
Okay.
That's a way to store the garlic and use it.
Often sort of in a wreath or in a
yeah.
what
so
was
it's
it?
A wreath or a braid.
Braid,
but
yeah.
But if you have
braid.
A braid, you can hang it on the wall in your kitchen and then just pick a bulb off every time you need it.
And how long does that last?
The garlic is usually good for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good shelf life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the cooler area that you keep it in, the better it'll keep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what else can we do to enjoy the festival?
We have also four stages of music that goes on throughout the day with different types of bands related bluegrass. Jazz.
I'm going to steal a sheet.
Yeah.
That's all right.
New Age.
Yep.
And also a local Arm of the Sea Theater, who is a local puppetry theater. They're going to be doing presentations on Turtle Idol and Medicine Show that they've developed this year is the name of their show.
And does that somehow include garlic in the narrative?
I'm sure it does.
Okay. All right.
These are big puppet shows.
They're big puppets, 10 feet tall. Yeah,
garlic-sized puppets.
They do what they do is their performances are on Saturday are at 11:45 and 2:15, but at 11:30 and 2 on Saturday they're going to do a parade through the grounds, kind of with their big puppets, so to get attention that people come to the show and display their puppets more to the whole crowd.
Now, here's what I've noticed about the Garlic Festival over the years is that, and I unfortunately have yet to attend, so hopefully I can atone for that and make up for that this year. But the thing that I find really interesting is then when I look at my Facebook feed, people continually will post pictures about the interesting things that are then made out of garlic ice cream, garlic jelly, garlic this, garlic that. It's fascinating what people do with the garlic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the most interesting / grossest thing you've seen at the festival?
You know, to me, it's all interesting. I mean,
okay.
after 26 years, it's, you know.
Well, so we can't surprise you?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
You know, the thing I do know, Joe, is that when you get something that has a little sweetness to it and you put the garlic to it, mm-hmm. it's really going to taste good usually.
Okay. Garlic beer.
I'm a traditional beer drinker, and I like mine without anything in it.
All right, but it's been done, right? It's been done.
It's been done. I've had garlic coffee.
Yeah.
Garlic tea.
Yeah.
You know, they just have that garlic flavor to them.
And I know I've had garlic ice cream. That's mm-hmm. a big one. Yeah. So and people, I assume, trot these things out too
mm-hmm.
for, as interest. People will try it, right?
Yeah. The we have the one bakery booth that had garlic chocolate chip cookies the one year.
How'd they go? Yeah, not
she
probably.
Sold. They sold product. I didn't taste one. I'll be honest.
I didn't get to eat one. Betting going on.
I'm going to tell you, Joe, the biggest question that people ask, or the biggest thing that people bring up is that I can't taste the garlic in this.
Yeah.
Oh. Right. So you add the garlic and then it is overtaken by other flavors.
Yeah.
And you don't notice it.
Yep. Well, the other thing is, you know, tasting different garlic all day long.
Right.
If it's just very mild, it they don't pick up on it.
Right. But very healthy for it. It's good for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that about garlic.
Yep.
And it's also, it's just a cool thing to look at. It's neat how you have to peel it and pound it, and that's all kind of cool.
Yep.
Yep.
Excellent.
And a little history on the garlic.
Okay.
Early on, the Garlic Seed Foundation gentlemen would tell me the stories about, they would come around with a plate of garlic cloves dipped in dark chocolate, and they would offer them to everybody, and they'd remind everybody that this was something that Eleanor Roosevelt ate three of every day.
Oh.
Oh, interesting.
So.
Now, okay, so now, all right, there's jokes, but I won't make them. the important part here is that, but again, it shows the Hudson Valley of being such a great place, a great growing place for garlic.
It is a growing place for garlic. Basically, the best places to grow garlic are where the glaciers melted because they're rich in nutrients.
Well, we'll have more of those soon.
But up in western New York, down in Orange County, New York, those are places where there's a lot of nutrients in the soil, so the garlic does really well. It doesn't like clayey soil, so it doesn't like to be have damp feet, so to speak.
Damp feet.
Damp feet.
Well, the 29th annual Hudson Valley Garlic Festival takes place this Saturday and Sunday. To learn more, go to HVGF. You know what that stands for? Hudson Valley Garlic Festival. HVGF.org. And that link will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable. Richard, Beth, thank you very much for joining us. Have a beautiful festival.
I just want to remind everybody, if they go to our website, they can purchase advanced tickets at a discount of $7 a person.
Okay.
And also senior tickets at $5 a person.
Excellent. So check that out. Go to the website. It's hvgf.org. And you can also find that link on our website as well. Beth, Richard, thank you very much. Have a great festival.
Thanks
for sharing with us. Great pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.